Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc. All rights reserved.
Welcome back. It's 12 after the hour. I'm Jim Blasingame, the Small Business Advocate, and I'm very proud to be broadcasting from the 2006 Business Growth Summit on Diversity at the University of Memphis campus, in more particularly in the FedEx Institute of Technology here in Memphis, Tennessee. And I'm very excited to be sitting in front of the brainchild of all this, the father of this whole thing, the visionary who thought of all this. And his, as you know, his name is Andrew Sherman. Andrew is a partner with Dickstein Shapiro, Morin, and Oshinsky. Say that three times real fast. He's also the chief education officer of Grow Fast, Go Right. He is the author of so many books that I can't say all of them. I hurt myself when I carry them into my studio. And more importantly, he's a longtime member of our Brain Trust and our good friend Andrew. Welcome to the show.
It's great to be here, Jim. Great to be here. This particular time, of all the times I say it's great to be here, this time it is really, really great to be here, because not only that, but I was thinking about this. This is the first time I think we've broadcast together.
Face-to-face.
Face-to-face.
We haven't done that before, have we?
No.
Out of dozens and dozens of interviews that we've done, yeah.
That's right.
And looking at your face, I know why.
That's right. Well, it's also the first time I've appeared on your show fully dressed.
Well, that's right. And that's a little TMI there, Andrew. By the way, and Andrew, you know, do you remember when you first broke the idea of GFGR, Grow Fast, Go Right, on my show? I mean, a couple of years ago, you started talking about it. You said, let's just kind of get the idea out there and see if, you know, build that a little bit. And so basically, you know, I helped you birth this thing, right? And so here's my question to you, Andrew.
If you're seeking equity ownership
only question, Andrew. Who loves you?
I know who loves me. I'm looking at the man who loves me. But a platonic way, I'm sure that.
It's been fun, though. It's been fun for me to see you have, and I've had other friends, other members of my Brain Trust who have had things like this, books or ideas or programs, and they thought about it. They wanted to, you know, run it by us, buy it on the show and everything. And I just want to say that it's exciting to see this happen for you.
Well, let me say something back to you, because I think, you know, I don't want to turn our whole segment into a mutual admiration society, but you know what? That's not such a horrible thing either. Catalysts draw to catalysts, and the thing I've prided myself on over the years is being a catalyst and pulling people together. And you're the same way. You and I are cut from the same cloth. We enjoy pulling together the top resources and figuring out ways to get them out into the minds and hearts of America's small business. And you know I mean that from every fiber of my body.
Yeah. I call it building communities.
Absolutely.
And I think that's what we do.
And what's also interesting is, you know, over time, as Grow Fast, Grow Right's developed, I mean, look today, you know, Donna Fenn is a speaker in today's program. Mm-hmm.
She was on earlier.
And she's been on earlier. It looks like we'll be doing a lot more with Kiplinger and Joan Pride. I mean, things are starting. The worlds are not only in parallel, but they're starting to collide and overlap in very, very good ways.
One of the things that we talked about in the last hour was that diversity is now not just an obligation or the right thing to do. It's now best practice.
Well, that's what the theme of today's conference is, as we jump into what we're going to see today. The theme is that there's a lot of conferences and articles and things being written about diversity, but it's always, it seems to me, and I think I've demonstrated this through the success of hopefully today's conference, that it's coming at it from sort of an HR perspective, a human resources perspective. You know, we should hire more people that are diverse. Well, fine. So we've accepted that to be good hiring practices. Then you get to the next evolution, the supplier diversity programs. And we say, well, we should be giving more contracts to companies of diverse backgrounds. Well, that's fine. Let's put a check mark there for the most part. Those diversity supplier programs, and some companies are working very well, and other companies, there's a lot of room for improvement. But the next iteration, the next evolution of diversity issues is to recognize that we're not just talking about hiring practices, or we're not just talking about supplier diversity. We're talking about diversity creeping its way into the fabric of the strategic plan of the business.
Right.
And that's the kind of...
And why those elements are good business.
Exactly. And what's happening is you're starting to see more and more focus, and we're hoping to play a small role in that today, on the role that diversity plays as a catalyst for business growth.
Right.
And it can be, and it will be, and it will continue to be into the future.
Well, you've certainly lined up a star-studded group here today. I will tell the audience a little bit about what's going to be going on today.
Wow. How long do we have? We're starting out the program today with a welcome from the chairman of the FedEx Institute of Technology. From there, Stedman Graham will be speaking. He'll be introduced by the American Society of Mechanical Engineers, Mary Ligatsky.
Who was on in the previous hour. And
that's an interesting story right there. You say, why would an ASME be here at a diversity conference? And you start thinking about technology and innovation and the role of getting more young people into engineering, but also young minority people into engineering as an interest to begin the whole tech boom in the hands of something other than white folks.
Exactly.
And that's the kind of, if it starts...
And other than white men.
That's right, definitely.
Yeah.
And that is the beginnings of greatness, because now the non-obvious choices, I mean, we have some of the obvious choices. We have some of the major chambers, the U.S.
Mm-hmm.
Hispanic chambers here,
mm-hmm.
the U.S. Pan-Asian American chambers here. Those are people you'd expect to be at a diversity conference.
Right.
But what I'm proud of today is the non-obvious,
right.
the ASMEs being here and saying, wow, we need to focus ourselves on diversity. So Mary's there. Then we've got, after Stedman Graham speaking, some very focused breakout sessions on some interesting topics, the role of diversity in leadership, the role of diversity in the workplace, economic development initiatives around diversity, and a number of other topics. I'll be speaking at lunch, and then closing out our program, somebody we're very excited about is Dr. Benjamin Hooks.
Yeah.
So I just feel like we...
Remind the audience about him.
Well, he is was the leader for many, many years of the NAACP,
right.
Probably advanced the issue of civil rights and human rights in this country as much as anyone, right up there with the Dr. Kings of the world. I mean, he's a just powerful figure in
this. He's a living legend.
He is a living legend. He's going to give us, I think, a great historical perspective on just how far it's come from civil rights to affirmative action to diversity initiatives.
To best practices.
To the best practices,
mm-hmm.
exactly. And if you think about that evolution as you're listening, that's where it's come.
Mm-hmm.
That's where it's come.
Right. Andrew, we're going to take a quick break in a few seconds, and when we come back, I think we got another late person who's going to join us, Karen.
Karen Schaefer.
Schaefer.
Hopefully should be here any moment.
And we're going to try to get her on. If not, you're going to be also going to be back. Stedman Graham, folks. There's Karen. And Stedman Graham's going to be back with us he's going to be here in the second half of the hour. Looking forward to introducing you to him. It's almost 20 after. I'm Jim Blassingame, the Small Business Advocate, broadcasting from the 2006 Business Growth Summit on Diversity in Memphis, Tennessee. Whatever you do, don't go away. Welcome back. It's 23 after. We're rocking and rolling in Memphis, Tennessee, where it kind of all began way back. And Andrew Sherman's in front of me, and so is my new friend, Karen Schaefer. She's known Andrew for a while. And Andrew, welcome back. And Karen Schaefer, welcome to the show.
Well, thank you, Jim.
Enjoyed having dinner with you last night.
Wasn't that fun?
We had some good ribs, didn't we? Did you get the ribs or the chicken?
Well, I had one rib and some chicken, and Andrew's wife shared some Greek salad.
All right.
So we had several countries down there.
That's right. We're not very far from where from Sun Records, right here, where Elvis got his start.
That's right.
And you know, Wink Martindale, the great talk show host, has been on my show before. He was on the board at the radio station when he was playing the song "That's All Right, Mama." When all the people called in and said, "We want to hear more of that," and they went down and got Elvis out of the theater. He was down at the theater just watching a movie. Went and got him and brought him back so he could talk to the people calling in. Mm. And Wink Martindale was there when all that happened. That was pretty cool to talk to somebody with that kind of history.
And now we're listening to 3-6 Mafia and some other great bands coming out of them.
Isn't that great?
That's exactly,
great.
Yeah. Okay, folks, I'm broadcasting live from Memphis, Tennessee at the 2006 Business Growth Summit on Diversity. Andrew Sherman is the father of this, and Karen is one of the outstanding participants. She is a vice president of corporate marketing with Profiles International. Karen, tell us about Profiles International.
Profiles International is the world leader in assessment tools for companies. And
perceiver tests and things like that.
Yes, they are.
Yeah, I took a few of those.
Did you really?
Yeah.
Well, it's a really great tool.
That's why
and
Jim's on radio.
Exactly.
Found out what he could really do.
They said, you're not really qualified for anything. Why don't you go on radio?
Well, it's really great. I met Jim Cerbascu and the founder, Bud Haney, about 5 years ago in Atlanta at a marketing international convention. And I said, you know, those are great folks. I said, if they really can help people come to a job, take an assessment, find out that this is the best fit for you.
Put the round pegs in the round holes.
Correct.
Right.
Says, well, gosh, you should be an accountant. No, you really should be in sales.
Mm-hmm.
Or so you don't
you
get frustrated.
You just thought you were an accountant.
Correct.
Right.
And it's really funny. He's created a network in 113 countries.
Wow.
And he has 1,086 partners and dealers in North America.
Wow. Now, why would Profiles want to be at a diversity summit?
One of the pillars of Grow Fast, Grow Right is human capital. If you don't have the right people to put in place to grow your company where you want to take it, vision, mission statement, you won't get there.
Let me tell you something, folks. You know you're going to be successful when you get other people reciting your talking points. Andrew, congratulations.
Thank you.
That's pretty cool.
Well, Karen's a good listener, so she's absorbed what we're trying to accomplish. And I just want to say on behalf of Grow Fast, Grow Right that we are so pleased. You know, I've known Jim and Bud almost 15 years, and these two guys have built just a wonderful
Founders
company.
Founders of Profiles.
Founders of Profiles. And these guys have built a wonderful company. We're so excited to have them as one of our strategic partners, not just on this event, but at all of our events. I mean, they're now a national 2006 sponsor of the company. And I think the tie-in for this event, because actually the question you asked Karen, Jim and Bud asked me the same question, well, make the connection for us. And I said, you know, companies are going to be growing. They're going to be growing and looking to diversify. And they want to have that comfort level that they are putting the right people in the right places. And so, you know, now more than ever, a key component of the diversity initiative is what I'm worried about, to really put the cards out on the table, and I hope I'm not being too blunt, is people just run out and scramble and hire people of different ethnic backgrounds just because they think that that's what diversity is about and throw caution to the wind when it talks about hiring the right people,
qualified people.
We can't do that. That's not what diversity initiatives are about. So that's where I see the natural tie-in for Profiles, is to make sure that if you're going to be committed to diversity initiatives, you also got to be committed to smart people and the best people. And the key of this conference is that those people are out there. And you may have to look a little harder to get them, but they're out there. And, you know, we don't want anybody abandoning good business strategy just to rush to achieve a diversity initiative.
Karen, is there, you know, in this diverse marketplace that we have, whether we choose, some people are living it more than others, and we all are moving in that direction, obviously, more and more every day. In this diverse marketplace, is there a test to tell whether someone will work and play well with others in a diverse environment?
Great question.
Absolutely. Part of the assessment package is a Checkpoint 360 in selling how your group are telling you, given reports back, here's how your group is, here's where they think they're going, and you've got four people going on this direction, and you may have two going in a different direction. Mm-hmm. And if you have people from diverse backgrounds, that helps you get there faster because you've got strengths of both parties, whether you're Hispanic or Caucasian or from South America and Brazil speaking Portuguese. It's all beneficial. We had a gentleman here in Dallas from Brintag Latin America, and they're the world's largest distributor of chemicals worldwide.
Mm-hmm.
And he started using these assessment tools so that his people could talk to their customers, and they had phenomenal growth in retention and then putting the right people in place to work with all these different companies that need chemical material.
Right.
But can I pick up on that?
Actually, we're out of time.
That's all right.
Oh.
But
That's okay.
But I tell you what, Cam, I need to get you back on the show. We got more to talk about. Will you do this again?
Sure.
We're just getting a lot of folks in here today and get a lot of different voices on the show. Let's do this again tomorrow. I want to talk some more about what you guys do.
Sure.
Give us the website.
ProfilesInternational.com.
Check it out, folks. Andrew, thank you for inviting me here.
It's great to be here, and I just wish that all the viewers could see just how beautiful the face is.
Andrew, I got to rest.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.